Hi, thank you for calling Nucasa Services. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Jonathan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
No, there's nothing going on. Well, I mean, there is something going on. There isn't money in there. But, no, I just needed to hold off a little bit on paying this month, you know? So I'm just kind of having everything kind of on pause.
I need to give you some options then, because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 5th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $299 past due balance on the account, and I can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're only past due for $299 because come October 5th, that will reoccur to $598 until this settles. So I can give you a couple of options. Number one, if your intention is just to pause the account because you hit a rough spot, your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. I don't see that you would need that extra $100 worth of ads if you're just going to pause the account anyway. So I could take those off, and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. Okay, and then
Slow down. Okay, so with the terms and conditions that I agreed upon, what if I just don't pay? Like, what if I just don't pay? Is it gonna like, are you guys gonna hit my credit or something?
Yeah, that's just between you and your credit. If you don't want to pay it, I mean, that, you know, I'm not gonna advise you what to do there, but it would affect it for sure. So that's why I'm trying to come to some kind of a realization that would help you, because I definitely don't want that to happen, especially if you're, you know, needing to pause it. So
Yeah, the only reason why I don't want to pay it and I'm going to let it hit my credit is because I'm not getting any business with Local Splash. I haven't had one customer actually call this number that you called me by one time. So I haven't even closed one deal with Local Splash, and I'm paying a monthly bill of $300. So to me, it would look as if I keep going with you guys, or if I even keep paying the money, it'll be more of a negative, it's going to be more negative. It's going to do me more wrong to pay you guys than to just not pay. So I think that's the route I'm going to go. I'm just going to let it hit my credit, because literally I've been wasting money with Local Splash. I don't think, like, I could have went on Fiverr and had someone just do a Facebook, Facebook business account for me and went that way instead of paying $300 on not getting not one customer at all.
Well,
one thing
I want to point out to you is that in the time that you've been with us, and I will tell you that first page placement on Google doesn't happen instantaneously. We say, you know, typically best results happen within 90 days. So you're entering your third month, and that's where it really starts to pay off anyway. But even in the time that you've been with us, your company has already been found on the first page of Google 93 times. There are 3 leads on the dashboard that came in through this tracking number, but they're all like 9-second calls, 2-second calls. So it could
They weren't real leads. They weren't real leads. Those were like merchants trying to have me like basically like work with them. They're like third party companies.
There was one that was like a 3-minute call. That might be the merchant, but the other one's John Stressman and the one from Mountain View. It's hard to tell who they were if they didn't leave a message. You know what I mean? They just kind of got your voicemail and hung up, it sounds like. But I will tell you this. Have you seen the website that we built you?
I've seen it, and I'm honestly not even impressed. Like, and even like the post, I'm not trying to be like messed up or anything, but I'm giving you transparency. Usually,
yes.
Like, you know, people would rather just not hang up, or I mean, people would just hang up and not even like answer, or just like duck and dodge. But I'm telling you the truth, I wasn't even impressed by the website. Like, there wasn't. It's just like, and there's like a lack of communication to like even upgrade the website. And then on the Facebook business account, like the post that was being made, there wasn't an actual like plan to, you know, there just wasn't a real plan. It's just almost like someone that's working in the company is just posting every random moment on my business account profile just to say they did it and get paid hourly for it. That's
mm-hmm.
what it looked like. And there wasn't, I'm telling you, if I'm paying $300 for a third party to help me out,
right.
It should be way more effective. There should be more, way more results than this. That's why I personally rather let it hit my credit. Just, hey, hit my credit. I'll build up my credit again and then we'll work forward from there. Instead of having to pay, what, $500 now that I owe?
Well, you only owe the $299, but here's why I asked you about the website, is there is an option to cancel the program and just keep the website, and that's just $49 a month for the hosting of the site. So I'm, you know, naturally not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $299 to $49, but if you think that would work, Jonathan, I would get it overridden for you because I don't want this to become a bigger issue on your credit and everything, especially since you're already not happy. And even with that $49 package, you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So you could convert to that and then you could cancel right after, and that way you wouldn't have any further charges. That might be a better route for you to go than to just kind of leave it, and then, you know, it starts reoccurring. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
yeah.
I get what you're saying. That sounds reasonable.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier, and then that way, you know, we kind of leave with, you know, on good terms, and then, you know, I'm sorry that it didn't work out for you, but, you know, I think that if, you know, you ever want to try it in the future, you know, at least you still have a website, which is good, you know. So let me just, I'll convert that past due balance for you. Like I said, I have to get an override on it. And then do you think you could do the 49 today, or do you need a little bit more time?
I'll be able to do the 49.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I can't do it because I'm just coming back from the gym, and then I got to get ready for the day and stuff like that, but I'll be able to do it today.
Okay, so I'm changing your invoice to 49, so if you want, you can go on the dashboard later and you can update it, or you can call me. So I'll send you a little text that has my direct line on it, which is extension 777. That way, when you're ready, you can call me and we'll take care of it then, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, have a good day. Bye-bye.